And we are back. Welcome to the show. I am Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Married at First Sight, Season 15, San Diego Reunion, Part 1. be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment, and definitely leave a review.
Yes, it's Part 1 of the next three episodes we have of Season 50. I just want to remind you, because the way you sounded just now.
That's my, like, this is bullshit. Part 1 of the reunion that we could have hurried up and sped all this stuff up.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Overall thoughts of this reunion, because I almost feel like you're right. We could have done one episode of reunion one, right?
Yeah.
An entire reunion. We don't need part one, part two.
No, it's their way of dragging it out. Even as they go through the whole thing, I noticed that they would ask a question like, we already know what the answer is. Let's go to commercial. You know, so it's a whole lot of that dragging out that they could have summed everything up all in one show, but they're not. But it was what I like about the reunion. It's been 5 months. They've had a chance to now see themselves and hear what everyone else was saying about them. During the confessions, right? And that's the part I can't wait to see, is like, okay, so-and-so was talking shit and whatever. Then also I like about the reunion is they say certain things that either confirm some of the stuff you and I have been talking about throughout the show, or I knew it. There was that. And like the whole time I really thought we were making fun of Alexis, because like I was like, is she saying celibate? Is she saying? And so we just kept running with it. And I just laughed. I thought maybe she said it once. Maybe she doesn't realize. Come to find out, she didn't realize that she was saying celibate. And she just learned it's celibate.
Well, you know, you're supposed to learn something new every day. And thank God she's gotten to the seasoned dictionary. Because Lord have mercy. And you know what, though? This is the beauty of the producers. Because they were like, did she just say celibate? Spell that shit out. We want to make sure everybody heard what we heard. Spell that shit out. So, and here's the funny thing about it. I can only imagine what it was like for her watching it the first time. Like, ooh, I said that wrong. And then as the season goes along, God damn. Every time I said it, they put it up there.
No, I bet watching it the first time, watching with her friends or family, and they're like, girl, you said celibate. Yeah, that's how you say it, celibate. Like, no, girl, that's not how you say it. No, celibate. Then they had to show her, hey, here's the dictionary. Oh, are you sure it's not celibate? How old is that dictionary? You sure it hasn't changed? Is that the new King James version of the dictionary?
The LeBron James version of the dictionary. I will say, what I did like about this reunion, part one, is that they got to the drama early, right? Justin and Nate, I thought they were going to drag this out. This was going to be the cliffhanger into the next one. And no, we got right into it in the very beginning. And it coming to find out, it all stems from Justin unfollowing a lot of his castmates.
I feel like Justin watched this whole thing one time, and then that was his workout music. It's just replaying all of this stuff. Every time he cried, every time people were talking shit about him behind his back. And he's just getting ramped. Can't wait for this reunion. I couldn't understand the why you unfollowed everybody. So I was like, everybody. I thought that was odd. Like, okay, I get if you didn't like Nate, I get it. But him not following everybody was unfollowing everybody was just kind of dumb to me. And then when he explained the reasons why, before we get to Nate, you know, when he talked about Kristen's fake. Everybody's fake except Alexis.
He didn't say Stasha was fake. He said he unfollowed her because
of Nate.
He didn't like her husband. So he's like, well, I didn't want to make things weird. So, okay, the one thing I give him, if you go unfollow her, I mean him, then yeah, you might as well unfollow her too, right? But his reason for unfollowing everybody just really felt, well, okay, it was on brand for him. I mean, it was very,
in his
just emotional reaction.
And we're supposed to go hiking, and y'all went without me. So, unfollow. I'm sorry, man. Oh, that dude, Jesus. You are too big to be that sensitive over that mm-hmm. little stuff, you know? And so now it all kind of makes sense. All that crying he was doing and all that. I'm like, you are just a big baby. And no wonder mm-hmm. Alexis wanted out. You know, what also tripped me out is Justin saying that Nate hit on him mm-hmm. because Nate said he had a nice smile. You're a good looking guy. Why are you on the show? And he said it 2 days in a row. Like, come on, man. Like, where I'm from. I'm like, dude, so where you're from, apparently all the women want Justin.
Apparently.
And now I guess all the dudes want Justin, too. Mm-hmm. This dude is, he is a mess. Like, therapy is needed. Hardcore.
Here's the thing about it. It's not like he took it that way. He did not take it that way, okay? There was no point that he thought Nate was really hitting on him. He said that because he just wanted to piss Nate off. And he knew, Nate, if I insinuate that Nate is gay, it's going to piss him off. And that's what he did. That's all that he did. It's the most childish shit you can do to a straight man. If Nate had gone, you know what? You're right. So what about them digits, though? He wouldn't have known how to react. He would have been like, what the? Justin might have got up to fight a lot sooner.
Yeah. Yeah. I like my men when they resist.
Yeah. had he gone that route, oh, this would have taken a whole different turn. Now, again, then you would have had, you know, this social media world. People would have been like, I knew it. Because even women in the comments last week were saying, my gaydar went off when I saw Nate. I think he's very suspect. I'm like, ugh. And even his response was like, I'm very secure in my sexuality. There are people who are still going to say, see, he didn't say he wasn't gay. I'm like, there's nothing you can. when people make their minds up, there's nothing. So that's why he was so mad about it, because it's like, yo, how you going to try and question me when you are the softest man on this goddamn stage?
Well, exactly. And you can see the body language of everybody else that was on the stage as Justin's all of a sudden come across like this big man and acting all froggy, like he's going to do something. And what made me laugh even more was Alexis's face, because she's stuck in the middle between them and she's just sitting there just kind of looking.
Yep.
She just looking, glazed over, looking in her eye. It was kind of like Forrest Gump. Dear God, make me into a bird so I can fly far, far, far. I mean, she did not want to be in that spot. But she also had the look on her face said, I don't want to be here. But she's like, who's this dude think he is? Because this isn't you. This isn't you.
Here's the other part. You know Justin wasn't ready to fight. Because he took the time, he stood up to take his jacket off, fold it up nicely. What kind of fight you getting into? I remember I was in a club one time, right? And this dude had a bottle in his hand. And was about to fight somebody else. He drops the bottle and knuckles up. I'm like, you're an idiot. You've never been in a real fight. What are you doing?
That was Justin's way of like, you know, what'd you say? Don't get that bass out of your voice. Hey, yo, Ben, you got to come over here. Hey, don't you ever let me fold my jacket. Security, y'all coming? No? Oh, damn it.
Hey, Alexis, you going to get up?
Still, I would love to see him shoot scrap, because I think Nate could have took him.
Oh, yeah. He'd have folded him up, like he said.
I mean, it was just such a drama argument, and Nate wouldn't let it go. Right. Why'd you unfollow us? Who cares? He unfollows you.
No, I like that. Because when Justin came back out after Alexa, come on, let's go back out. Hey, let me burp you, baby. All right, come on, let's go.
But you know, she's like, this isn't you.
Like, yeah, exactly. But she said it in a way that made him feel like, okay, yeah, you know, like she sees my manhood. But when they went back out, what did Nate do? He kept that same energy. He's like, why? And I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. KTSE, keep that same energy.
Answer the question.
You've seen me do that before, so you know. Yeah. I was like, there you go, Nate.
So once Justin starts explaining why, it's still dumb. And then for the other guy, Kevin, to be like, okay, so Justin, why would you say that he's gay? Well, where I'm from, you pay got bullshit.
Right.
Don't give me this where you're from stuff. That's just ridiculous. I'm worried about Justin. I'll be honest. I'm worried about him. Just the way that, I mean, he really needs therapy. And he needs some help. Because all that lashing out that he did, I don't think he can take the amount of shit talking that people are going to do about him on the internet, Black Twitter, all these things. And he's not going to be able to handle that.
You know, especially when we get to the part with him and Alexis coming back out solo with Kevin. But before we get to that, Lindy and Miguel, you know, first thing I thought when they came back out is, of course, Lindy moved into Miguel's place. And then I had to really think, you know, but that's me not liking Lindy, right? Because what are we talking about? People gave Nate hell for moving into Stasha's place, even though it doesn't, it makes sense. In this case, it makes sense too. And it's, you know, Miguel's the man, the more financial response, the adult in the relationship. So she should move in with him, right? So I've realized, okay, that was on me. That was on me. I shouldn't have even made that note, but I did. And I actually just read it, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, Nate wasn't asking Pistacia for some coverage.
So. True. At least Nate had insurance, you're right.
Yeah, Lindy, at least he already had his own insurance. You know, Lindy, of course he wanted to move into the house. Mm. And, you know, watching them, we all knew they were going to be fine. Mm-hmm. And they are a good couple, even though they had the blow up. Like I said, I think throughout the show, they showed only the good.
Right.
And then they show that one little bad thing at the end, making something that's all this drama, right?
Right.
And I liked how Miguel stuck to his guns about why he kept saying, this is 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Because I can't tell you right now, I've known you for 2 days. I can't say this is forever. Right. I'm going to say I'm going to give my all, but I don't know. And so she's like, well, I need that security. Well, he can't give you that, but he can give you insurance.
Yeah.
Which you took happily. So
and she can't give him a full work week. Because she may need to randomly go off to Mexico with her girlfriends, you know. Well, you're married. Like, that's not what that's for.
She's like, I'm decorating. I'm like, well, whose money?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. That
was my stuff. Like, whose money's paying for all that?
Well, we know whose money's paying for it. But here's the other part of it. I think her trade-off was, I'll tell you what. You let me decorate. I'll learn this stupid-ass Dungeons & Dragons. Were you surprised that she's actually learned and picked up Dungeons & Dragons? We played once a week.
No. I'm not surprised, because had she grown up not in some type of commune, then she'd have been known that Dungeons & Dragons is stupid. She never heard of it. It was new to her. So she's like, this is what my man's into. I'm going to start doing this with my man. It's like, you know, my man likes the 49ers. I'm going to wear a 49ers jersey and go to a game. For her, that's what this is. But had she grown up in public school system with everyone else, and right. She'd realize not the little house on the prairie life she had, but like the real world.
I will say, now my wife will take pictures in 49ers. She'll put it on for that one picture. I buy her stuff to put on, and that's it. So there's nothing wrong with supporting your spouse's favorite team. Yeah, your girl, you start to date somebody, she's a Falcons fan, you're gonna try and, hey, hold up now, in this house we wear Saints. Yeah, you are.
Nope, you don't come to my house with that Falcons bullshit. I mean, I got the fleur-de-lis on my wall. You're not going to come in my house as a Falcons fan. You can watch it at home. We can hang out after the game. You know, but you're going to date me.
But see, if she came and if she wears some Saints stuff, you'll be happy, right? So it doesn't have to
be a requirement. It's not a requirement. I don't need you to be a Saints fan. All I'm saying is don't come in my house being a Falcons fan, period. Uh-huh. I'll date a Falcons fan, you know, begrudgingly, but you can't come in this house wearing that shit. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, one of the things I also noticed is like Miguel is like working on not Lindy work his nerves and the fact that, you know, because her attention span is like that, right? You know, especially
Squirrel.
It seems like he's working on not letting that bother him as much. And it seems like, you know, they're in a good space right now.
They are. And she took his last name, hyphenated it. But took his last name. So, I mean, I think they're doing really well. I think it's probably the path they should be on right now at this point. I mean, you got a chance to meet a stranger, married to him for 8 weeks live on TV. Mm-hmm. And now you had 5 months away from the camera.
Right.
And get a chance to really connect and work on your stuff together. I think it's good. No producer telling you, you know, doesn't it annoy you how she's looking, you know, she's not paying attention to you right now. Get mad.
Yeah. But you should. And pay attention when I speak. But at the same time, she hyphenated her surname, right? But she acts like she deserves some award for that. Like, in the words of the great philosopher Christopher Rockenstein, what do you want, a cookie? I mean, Jesus. The man gave you insurance. He gave you a house to live in. He let you redecorate. Least he could do is take his last name, which he told you all along was important to him.
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing that I can't really comment on, because as men, this is never an issue for us. We never mm-hmm. have to. Well, if we get married, we got to change our last name. So I have no idea what that feels like mm-hmm. to lose that part of your identity. If you've been a Smith your whole life and now your last name's going to be Bronson. I don't know what that's like, mm-hmm. you know, especially if you have a weird, you know, your first name rhymes with their last name. You kind of hate that.
Who was that from last season that had that?
Bao, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was Bao.
You know, I forget.
Here's the thing that bothers me about them, though. When they asked about, have you seen her at the 10 and whatnot, Lindy seems proud of her temper tantrums. This is the reason why that when people said we shouldn't call her loony, I go, no, I'm going to still call her loony, Lindy, because being proud of your temper tantrums is childish. So therefore, grow the f*** up. And she still hasn't.
But, you know, here's the thing. She found somebody who is okay with that.
Yeah.
And if they like it, I love it. That's all I can really do. I would not ever date a Lindy type of personality. Ever. Would not. Ever. But she found somebody who likes her for her. Mm-hmm. He that's Miguel's issue. More power to him. But overall, I think they're doing well. Out of everybody, they're doing really well.
Yeah. She's like, I'll play Dungeons and Dragons if you let me throw a dish every 2 weeks. Yeah. As we move on to the next couple, Stasha and Nate.
Stasha was working that dress, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. As a married man, I would say it was a nice dress.
As a non-married man, she'd get it. That was a nice dress. Yeah, that was a nice dress. I mean, and I'm assuming ladies educate me. You had to like do tape or something to make that stuff fit and not move, because I was thinking that we're about to have a Janet Jackson situation from the Super Bowl about to happen.
Okay, I've taught you how to identify wigs. I've taught you how to identify weaves. Let me teach you how to identify the fact that that dress wasn't as open as you think it was. It was actually mesh. It was just it's supposed to be skin tone mesh across the front.
Was it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I learned something today.
And if I'm wrong, ladies, let me know. But if I'm right, as I know I am, let Terrell know that I'm right first, please. Make sure you point that out. And then just, you know.
If it was, I think that it was taped, that it wasn't mesh. Because that would take something away from it. If you saw I don't think that was mesh. I think that
considering
was
taped that down, was on that the screen, as close as you got to the TV, you should have been able to tell. As you were crawling up to the TV. Hey, cameraman, back this way. Back this way.
I just hit pause and just kind of just stared.
He's over there, got the lotion. All right, let's get back to this. That's another man's wife you're talking about. Right. I would say what I noticed first about Stasha was her face during that whole thing. With Nate and Justin, because it's almost like she didn't want Justin to see her laugh. And if she looked, she would have busted out laughing. So she kind of turned away, turned more to Kevin, and was like,
"That was that this motherfucker." Oh my goodness. So I'm still not sold that this couple is going to stay together.
Why?
Because
they seem good.
They seem okay, but here's a concern. Let's go to Nate and his lease situation. I'm 8 months in my lease, and I have to be there sometimes. I'm like, no, you don't. You don't have to be there ever as long as you pay your rent. Mm-hmm. So don't act like, well, we got to go stay at my place. And kudos to Stasha for being open, because
yes,
I wouldn't leave my brand new house I got built that I've been waiting this long for to go stay with you in your one bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With the Quaker Oats boxes that are empty. I wouldn't go do that. But
they go over there for role play.
That's the dungeon. That's the sex dungeon. That's where they, because she's not gonna let you put any holes in her walls to hang that sex swing.
Yeah,
at her
sex swing. That's hey, you're not scuffing up my doorways with that shit. We gonna hang it up. We gonna use it for 8 months over in your little shitty your ass place. Apartment with your drug apartment with your empty Quaker Oats boxes.
But I mean, kudos for her for trying that. But that just seems odd. But it still seems like they have a. It's a lot of this, and Stasha has that. That I'm not satisfied, and I get it. She has that drive, but I thought Nate had that hustle drive too. Mm-hmm. But she's, I don't think Nate will do enough to live up to her standard.
You know what? It's funny because you and I watched the exact same reunion, and I got a different take off of it because here's what I saw. I saw that she understood that she needs some work. She's got some work to do, right? On letting Nate open up on his own time. But it sounded like to me that they were working towards that. Like she goes, yes, I know it's now it was a little cute when they were talking about the fact, like he says, yeah, well, I'm falling in love. And she's like, well, see, you were there. So what happened? And he's like, no, I said I was falling. I mean, I just because I tripped don't mean I need to go to the hospital. I said, I just stubbed my toe. I didn't fall on the ground and break my neck. I don't need to go to the hospital. So that's what he was saying. Yeah, I wasn't in love with you. I was falling. He was in the moment. That's what it was. He had someone and was like, yo, ooh, this could be love. But
yeah. The difference of falling in love and fell in love. I'm right. Just falling.
Right.
It's like potentially falling to your death, skydiving, and fell to your death from skydiving.
And also, some falls take longer than others. You've seen people fall for a long ass time. I mean, just because you fell doesn't mean you hit the ground immediately. That man
exactly.
Just, took him a couple of weeks, a couple of months to fall all the way down to the ground and in love. That's all he was saying.
And then you got an updraft that brings you back up. You're like, oh, I thought I was falling.
All that man did was trip on the honeymoon. Was like, oh, well, yeah, I'm falling. And she just ran away with it. But it sounds like, because she's like, you know, I need you to open up more, but I'm trying to let him do it. And it sounds like they're working towards that, right? But apparently she still needs a little work on her control issues. Do you think that's going to be tougher than Nate opening up?
I think it's going to be harder for her to work on her control issues. Mm-hmm. But I still believe it's because of the economic dynamic that they have in their relationship. Mm. That's why I think it's going to be harder for her to do that, because she has the financial power in the relationship. So it's going to be hard for her to, okay, he cleaned, but he's not cleaning the way I want him to clean. He's, oh, he folded towels, but you know what? He didn't fold the towels either, like the way I like the towels to be folded. So she's in the position of power in this, and I think that's going to be the struggle with him.
I don't think it's about the power as much as, like, I just think it's ingrained in her. She's business so much, right? And it's like, because think about her argument. Her argument was very logical in that. She said, does he cook? Well, yeah, he cooks one day out of seven. So, yeah, if I just say, yeah, he cooks, then everybody goes, oh, that's great. Like, no, he cooks. But there's 7 days in a week. I cook the other six. He cooks one. So I get where she's coming from. But I also get his point, which is like, yo, don't compliment me with this hand and then hit me in the gut with the next one. Like, just leave it as such. And I get that feeling. But at the same time, he's got to understand why. I mean, but he's working his way there, right? And maybe he'll start cooking 2 days a week.
But here's the difference. If Stasha met a man who has an 800-plus credit score, owns three homes that he built that are way bigger than hers, has more accomplished, more established, she's not going to give a shit about how he folds clothes, does dishes. She's not going to get on him and ride him like she would ride a Nate, because it's different power dynamic.
I don't think so.
I'm just saying. I just think it's just a different power dynamic. I could be totally wrong. You know, I didn't get a degree in this. I got a degree in mass comm, right? I'm talking. So this is what I'm good at. All I'm saying is, though, that if, I mean, imagine if you met someone, let's say you have an 800 credit score. You meet a woman that has a 450 credit score. You're driving this car. You live in like this. She's barely getting by, but yet she's going to be judging and talk shit to you about money. You'd be like, excuse me?
This I don't is not really about need your money. Advice. This is I think about I'm good. Cooking.
No. I'm not
going to make her my maid.
I'm not comparing the two, but you know, the odds of her telling you, hey, Yanni, you should really do something about your cabinets. It should be like this. You'd be like, Didn't I pay your rent last month because you didn't have any money? I don't think I need your opinion today. I'm good.
That's not how relationships work, but okay.
Wasn't that your car that got repoed yesterday? That I had to go get out? So, I think how I decorate my cabinets is really not your concern right now. You can't talk shit.
It's not how relationships work, brother. It's not how they work. Fun thing that they didn't show, and they showed us this time, was the do-it-yourself photo wall. First thing I thought when I saw it was, yo, that's actually a dope concept. I like it. But it's something that Tara would never allow up in his house, because you don't like when people just take selfies for no freaking reason.
I said, I don't take selfies for no reason. People have the right to do whatever they want to do with their cell phone and their social media. I'm just not going to walk around and, I don't want to do that. It's not my thing. But if they want to do a selfie wall and have that, I mean, that's cute. I wouldn't put something like that in my house, but.
What if she had a 450 credit score? Would you let her put that selfie wall up in your house? Alright then. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. She can put a selfie wall every time there's a bill or credit, a debt that gets paid off. I want that last statement with a selfie. Put that
there
up.
There it is. You're an asshole. Oh, my goodness. Which is perfect segue to the biggest asshole of the show, which was... But was he really, though? Kristen and Son of a Mitch.
Son of a Mitch was true to himself and not an asshole whatsoever. As soon as they came on, I'm like, Kristen still wants Mitch. She still wants him.
Yo. They started with them early, then brought them back out later. We said we'd just go and discuss everything with them first. So when the show started, they talked to them first in front of everybody. The thing they were talking about was that conversation after decision day when the couples got back together, right? And they went back into, was it his fault and was it wrong? And Kristen was like, we had a misunderstanding. No, own it. You had a misunderstanding.
Mitch understood really well where he was at and what he wanted. He said it very well, quite articulately. But it's just she, in her mind, had the seal. And it, the more they talk, when they start talking about the honeymoon and he said, I'm not attracted to her, and she was like, bullshit. I think for her, in her mind, she's like, who are you not to like this? And maybe that's what it was. She just can't believe that there was a dude that didn't like any of this.
I mean, she's not an unattractive woman, right? And Mitch kept trying to say, he tried to be gentle in the way he was going through and like, maybe I just wasn't good. I was awkward with my words and whatnot. But let's be honest, it wasn't his fault, right? He said what he said. Then that night, things happened. And she's like, oh, it's confusing. Well, here's what you need to understand. Guys will sleep with women they're not attracted to. Plain and simple. And that's what Mitch was. He knew this wasn't going to last. He's like, well, shit. We're here for another 7 weeks. I got to lay next to her. I'm going to lay next to her.
We're here for 7 weeks. I got free alcohol, free food. I got an itch I need to get scratched. You're here. You know what? You know, I can make it work for 7 weeks.
It's let me show prison. You what the seaweed can do.
It's like prison. I make it work for 7 weeks. But as soon as we out.
It all makes sense now why when Mitch went on that trip, he didn't tell anybody at work what was going on. He was keeping his options wide the fuck open, okay? He was like, anything could happen. I'm in a hot tub with some hot babes who smell like outside. He's like, look, I need this. I don't need this ring. And he threw that ring to the side, kept it in the car, bottled up in the damn ashtray just to make sure that, it didn't escape and accidentally find its way back on his finger. Because he knew, come decision day, this was it.
Well, yeah, I think so too. And it's... what's funny to me, which obviously not funny to Kristen, is when Mitch said that I got lost in the moment and decided to hook up with her. I was like, wow, that's... He's brutally honest. He is just brutally honest. Yes. And so you have to ask yourself, because how many times women say, I want a man that's honest? Okay. Mitch until they, is honest.
Until he's honest.
until he says something you don't like, then it's a problem. But I'm still team Mitch on this because Mitch was upfront about I'm not interested.
Yeah.
And then when they brought this up when they were first all together about Alexis asking, you know, Mitch in front of everybody, like, is that if the door's ajar, whatever.
The door.
And I told you that was Alexis' way of trying to help Kristen to like, he don't want you. Move on.
And I both agreed on that and said that Alexis was being a good friend in that moment. And
she's trying to help her.
Kevin was on the same page as us. He was like, I recognize it for it. Y'all motherfuckers may not recognize what's going on, but I see. Alexis, you were just trying to be a good friend, weren't you? Let me throw you a branch because we go eat your ass up later.
And then Kevin had to ask again, so Mitch, is there... Mitch is like, Jesus, what do I got to tell y'all? No, there's no way in H-E double hockey sticks I'm going to be interested in Kristen. Stop asking me.
The funny thing was when Kevin was I like that he did this because I think it's a question you or I would have asked too, which was like, so Kristen, because we asked this thing and we said this last week, if they went to her first, would she have still said no? And Kristen sat up there and lied. And the one thing I'm like, press her, ask her again, because she damn sure lied and said, oh, I was going to say no. No, you weren't. No, you weren't. You were going to say yes. If they went, they knew it too. The producers knew it. And that's why they made Mitch go first.
Yeah.
To save her from herself. Because she is still out there like right now. If Mitch calls her up and was like, hey, big head. She'd be like, hey, Luda misses you. Come see her. And I'm, bikini. I was just going to the pool.
Yeah, I really think she would have said yes at first. And this is why when the show first started and all the drama with her ex and just how emotional she was, I was like, she needs therapy.
Yep.
Again, I mean, just, and they like, I'm some therapist, like, you need therapy. I'm just saying, to me, she doesn't seem in a good mental place to be with someone else yet.
Okay, I wouldn't say that, except I agree with you on the part that she needs to get over the ex and just leave that in the past. Leave the past in the past. But that's, this is why she can't leave Mitch alone right now. She's a little delusional. It doesn't mean that she's not ready for a relationship. She needs somebody who's into her like she's into them. That's it. If she was with somebody who was into her like she was in, like she'd be into anybody who was at the altar, they would have been fine. So you and I agree. Mitch was right. He's been straightforward this entire time. He's like, I'm here. You want this site? But all right, I'll try. I'll give you what you need for the next 7 weeks. I'll rock your world. Show you what this natural life is like. You know, the sheepskin condoms. But the interesting thing I thought where he was wrong was Hobbygate. But he's like, well, do you have any hobbies? And she's like, well, I do. Well, is this a hobby? Is this a hobby? Is this a hobby? Is going to the beach a hobby? Is, you know, now cooking, is cooking really a hobby? Is walking the dog a hobby or are those chores?
Right. Right. I'm still a little unclear on Hobbygate. I'd have to watch a lot more footage of that to understand like what was wrong. He just asked like, what hobbies are you into? Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Mitch, he surfs. He bike rides. He does all this environment stuff. He has some hobbies. Mm-hmm. What does she do? Now, she said, I like sports. Well, I like sports, too. But it's not a hobby. I wouldn't
say that.
If
you play it, yes. And
if I play it, yes. But I don't. I just like it. It's not quite a hobby.
Okay. You know, maybe she thinks, you know, cleaning the fold in Luna's face is a hobby.
Okay. Well, how does she define hobby? Is something you do often?
Right. I think that's what it is. Because, yeah, okay. I cook. Is that a hobby?
So is taking a shit a hobby?
Could be.
You do it often. Mm-hmm. At least you should. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know where I cook. Is that a hobby? Okay. Dogs. Okay, your dog. That's not a hobby. It's your pet. Mm-hmm. That's your family. Your fur baby.
Oh, boy. Here you go with this shit. Jesus Christ. Let's move on to Morgan and Ben.
I was so disappointed.
Why?
I was expecting Ben to come out like Justin. Just come loaded with some stuff to get off of his chest. And
he doesn't have it in him.
No.
He's too nice of a guy, man. And think about it. even when he talked about, when they brought up the whole thing about what we talked about, which was Justin betraying his trust by talking to him on speakerphone. No, no, Alexis is right here. You're letting her hear the entire conversation while Ben thinks he's talking just to you. And even Morgan admitted, had that not been the case, they probably would have, it wouldn't have been as bad and they would have been better, right? You doubt that, no? Obviously.
I doubt they would have worked out at all. Morgan's too strong for Ben.
Yeah. But then also at the same time, even through all that, Ben, he seemed like he was a little perturbed when he was out there with Morgan at Justin. But guess what? When they were all out there at first together, he's the first one to go kind of stand and, oh, hold up, Justin. Stay here, buddy. Stand back. Stand back.
So, but one thing we can say is we finally learned that Morgan is a nurse. She is a registered nurse. Who knew?
For about 3 years now.
Yeah, who knew? So the truth is out. That's the one thing about this reunion that came out is we finally understand. You know, it's like Tommy from Martin. You know, we've been wondering what Morgan does all day.
Because they never told us at all.
They never told us what Tommy did, but at least with Morgan, now we know she was a registered nurse. So I'm happy to hear that.
We also know that Ben apologized 77,001 times.
Yeah. Took her to brunch. Hey, yeah. I want to apologize again without all the cameras. Just tell you how sorry I am. I'm like, dude.
And that's the one she said was genuine.
Yeah. It's like, dude, let it go. You know, there's no way y'all two are going to work out. You're too soft for her. So it's never going to work. I'm glad they're able to talk and work things out and you know, to be friends. But the drama that Morgan made this whole thing to be was just way too much. It's too much drama.
They mismatched two couples here. We just put them back to back. They should have put Ben with Kristen. Those two would have gotten along. And Morgan and Mitch would have been a great, just entertainment purposes alone.
They would not have worked out at all.
Oh no.
And
he didn't work out with Kristen either, so.
But I don't think, I'm wondering, is Ben into, well, it's California. A lot of white women like Asian men in California.
Well, here's the thing. When we look at Kristen, we think of her as a white woman. Remember, she's Hispanic.
Oh, touche.
We didn't realize. What did they say? Her mom is Cuban, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Which we had, because you look at her and you would never guess it. But they did say that. So she's not just, you know, she's not Becky Sue.
She's Becky Sanchez.
Yeah.
I don't think they would have worked out anyway. I mean, Ben, he's working on fixing him and all that stuff, but stop apologizing. Stop beating yourself up over this because Morgan, to me, was wrong. And I'm hoping maybe the part two of the reunion is when Morgan gets hers because she put that man through hell.
Yeah.
She just can't walk out of this whole thing unscathed.
I think when they put them back all together, we're going to see, especially Nate, call her back out again. Because Nate, I like that Nate came, even though Ben was riding for Justin all season long, I like how Nate came to Ben's defense that in that apartment when they had that get together. Like, yeah, but no, you always talking about what he did. What about you? What did you do in this? You know? So hopefully that's there too. But I did agree with Kevin. Like, it really just felt like everybody's working on themselves. And if you watch any of these matchmaking specials, that's whatever. Well, the last 2 months, I've been working on myself. And he's like, what is it about San Diego? Everybody's out here in their fields.
Getting in touch with their inner child and all that kind of stuff.
Yo, Kevin was sly just taking digs like crazy. Well, go play with your Legos.
I'm gonna sit here and talk to the adults. Good chat.
Well, are they really adults? Because next up was Alexis and One Pump Justin.
Yeah, new name, One Pump Justin.
Sawed off shotgun, hand on the pump. What the hell? Oh,
he couldn't handle it.
Yo, Kevin said, okay, come to find out, y'all had sex sooner than was actually revealed. And she's like, did we though? the Justin's explanation of the first two times having sex, that was hilarious.
Quote, I penetrated and we orgasmed. Which, remember that whole acting out I was doing about this is Alexis having, Justin, it's amazing. It's so good. Yeah, she faked her orgasm.
No. Okay, so here's the thing. I don't think she even faked the orgasm, okay? Because she goes, the way he said that, the look that she gave him was like, that wasn't an orgasm. That was just me going, oh.
That was disappointment?
Look, the thing is, somebody said in the comments last week, right? They don't think that he was celibate or celibent, as she liked to say, but that he was actually a virgin. You know what? After watching that whole conversation and description of what happened the first two times, they were right. Because he didn't know. If he thought that she orgasmed because he gave two strokes, brother don't know nothing.
One and a half. Well, but hold on. Okay. This is the one time I'll defend Justin.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
We've all been there. We've all been there where it was like, oh my goodness, this is like, you know, somehow I opened up Noah's Ark. This is the best I've ever felt. And you got maybe two strokes and it was like, oh my goodness. But then, you know, not for the 3 days or 4 days of a honeymoon, it would have happened. The first time, especially if you've been celibate, you know, for a while, I get that first time is going to be pretty quick. Skeet, skeet, skeet.
That's why you don't go in there talking shit. This is not WWE. You don't go to cut a promo about what you're about to do, then go into the ring and get knocked out immediately, okay? You go in there a little humble. And then you look. Under promise, over deliver. Too many people over promise and under deliver, and that's the problem.
to the five guys that listen to this show, if you decide to go celibate, and then over that period of time of being celibate, you decide to break that, you got a pregame. You got a pregame. You don't go in there just like a loaded weapon. You got a pregame. Clear your mind a little bit. You might even pregame and realize, you know what? I really don't want to sleep with this person. Let your mind just clear.
That is the truest thing ever said.
You might really, you know what? I really don't want to. I'm going to keep the celibate thing going a little bit longer.
I'm going to keep this to myself.
Yeah. So that whole conversation with them and the sex thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I put on it that she brought up his sex skills again. So this is the thing. I think his ego is so fragile that what woman is going to still want him now? Like, it's going to have to be a while. It's going to be a couple seasons go by before they'll be like, oh, you look familiar. I don't know. Maybe I've just seen you around on Tinder and maybe I swiped on you or not, but.
What did you make of her, of him saying that she came to his house in the middle of the night? Who you believe?
I don't buy it.
Who broke up with who thing?
I believe she broke up with him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because she did it on the show. So there's footage. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, I have screenshots. So there's text probably.
Right.
I think he's just trying to come off big and bad because he saw how bad he looked.
Right.
He's heard the shit she was saying about him behind his back, you know, on the show. And so he's just trying to come make himself look good. The way that she looked at Justin from the majority of the season, as well as the reunion, I can't imagine her being out drunk going, I sure could use two pumps. Well, I'm going to go to Justin's house.
Maybe that's all she needed. Just two pumps. Maybe she discovered some other skills he had before the two pumps and was like, well, this could work. So I was almost in that space too, especially because remember when she talked about his apartment, I was like, yeah, if we were just dating and I came over to his place, we'd never get together, right? So that's the first thing was like, yeah, well, maybe she didn't. But then again, you got to think about this. Women can be very protective at times of the body count. and they'll go back to the old thing to not add a new body on that count. Because even though they're not going to tell you the actual count, they keep it in their head of that count, right? They know what it is. And it's like, rather than go there, go back to the old thing. Are you saying no because this old thing ain't that good?
No, I'm saying no because I think anyone that says Cilla Bent is not worried about body count. I don't think she's thinking that through that much. If she wanted to hook up with somebody, she would have no problem doing it. Because to me, she seems like one of the guys.
That is
right?
So classist.
It's I got my judgy glasses on today, I guess.
If you say Salomon, you don't care. You'll do 5 in one night.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that I don't see Alexis as somebody that's going, you know, I got an itch I need scratched, but I don't want to hook up with a new dude to add on to who I've been with. I want to go back to Justin. I feel like Alexis is someone, look at the art that she does. She does the clay deals of her vagina, right? I feel like she would be so in tune with her sexuality that she, if she wanted to hook up with 5 people in a day, she could do it. And who cares if anybody thinks anything of it? She's a grown woman. There's nothing wrong with that. And I don't sex shame. I just don't see her being someone that's going to worry about, you know, God, let me go back to Justin, who I can't stand, just because I don't want to have a new person that I sleep with.
Ladies, have you doubled back just because you didn't want to add to the count?
No, they doubled back because something was good. You take a good restaurant. Man, I haven't eaten there in a long time, but man, that red beans and rice they have. In fact, I'm going to go over there right now.
This sounds like you projecting onto this question and saying the reason they keep coming back to me is because it was good.
No. No. If anybody comes back to me, it's because I was lucky. That's all it is. There's nothing about me that's awesome that I'm going to say I'm just greatness. They came back to me for seconds. Awesome. You know, great. But we've all been there. Like, there's people that, and nothing, it's natural, right? We all have people that we've done some things with.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
you know the lay of the land.
Yeah. I mean, you know how it works. It's like, you know, the car you've had for years, you got to pump the brake twice, honk the horn, then turn, tap the gas, and vroom. You're like, okay. You know what to do every single time. You get a new car, you're like, okay, what do I do with this? How do I turn the radio on? I don't know what to do.
Oh, Jesus. Look, we're going to be back next week. I think we're going to be back on our regular schedule. So we'll be back next Thursday with part 2 reunion recap, season 15, San Diego. In the meantime, Monday, we also have The Love is Blind. This is going to be what? Because we did 5, 6, 7. It's going to be 8, 9, 10, and 11, is it? Episodes? Yeah. Look, it's been a crazy week. I haven't even had a chance to open up my Netflix account, so I have no idea, you know, what dropped, because I know it dropped Wednesday night. So we're going to spend the next couple of days watching this stuff as we go through the weekend. And then Monday we'll drop Love is Blind, part 3 of our 4-part recap of season 3. Then, of course, Tuesday we come back with episode 108. And interesting thing, right? So I was in meetings for the last couple of days, right? Wednesday and Thursday in meetings all day long. A lot of labels and stuff. And then so we're recording this Friday night as we're putting this out Friday night. I'm up on the rooftop Thursday night in Buckhead and run into somebody that I'm like, wait a minute. Chris, season 12. what are the chances, right? Had a great conversation with him, man. A great convo. And we talked about him coming on the pod and talking to us and maybe even, you know, doing something for next season's Married at First Sight. But if we do get him on, and you got to come to Atlanta, let's do this in person, and you got to watch season 12.
I guess I got to watch season 12. So whoever this Chris person is that everybody's been talking about and want to hear what I think about him, if he's got to do the podcast with us, I will commit to going to Atlanta. I said we do it live. I will binge watch all of season 12 just to understand who I'm meeting and understand what all the hype was, but I'd have a lot. It'd be great to ask a lot of questions.
Yeah,
like I have questions just about how the show operates,
right?
And the drama and all that stuff. I have questions around that. Mm-hmm. But once I watch the episode, I'm probably gonna have more questions. Like, why did you? This is why everybody hates you. Because you did this.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anything about him. All I know is everybody. So many people I've heard say I stopped watching after season 12.
My wife stopped watching after season 12.
Yeah. So I'm curious to see what he did. I have no idea.
And it's interesting because meeting him, it's not the person you saw on TV, right? Because I was right there with you ladies on him for season 12. Like, Jesus, that's Chris is the reason why I told you we have to do Married at First Sight.
Okay.
Well, so that's that alone is enough.
I got to watch it. I got to watch it. But yeah, we do this. Give me a reason to go to Atlanta.
Yeah, there you go. Atlanta ladies, look out.
So I can talk shit to Falcons fans to their face.
See, I thought it was for a whole other reason. Apparently not.
Nope. And I want to say we play the Falcons sometime, I want to say, in November.
Yeah, but so, y'all already came. The Saints already played in Atlanta. So what, next time they play is going to be New Orleans.
Right. But we won in Atlanta. And so I want to be wearing a New Orleans jersey in Atlanta. Talking shit to their faces as we whoop their ass at home.
I need you to Google news stories Atlanta. Okay, cool. Just do that.
I mean, I'm going to wear a vest. You know, just, I'm not stupid.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on a regular show.
It's Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.